Welcome to another edition of Give an Ovation, the restaurant guest experience podcast, where I talk to industry experts to get their strategies and tactics you can use to create a five-star guest experience. This podcast is sponsored by Ovation, a two-question SMS-based real-time guest feedback platform that helps restaurants measure and improve their guest experience. Learn more at ovationup.com. And today's guest is the one and only Troy Hooper, the CEO of Hot Palette America, the parent company of a lot of really cool restaurants, the flagship one being Pepper Lunch that has over 500 locations in 15 countries. He's an amazing speaker. He's a great restaurateur. He's a phenomenal friend. Troy, thanks for joining me on Give an Ovation, man.
Zach, thanks for having me, my friend.
So tell me a little about Pepper Lunch. I am so excited to try it. I think I've got a trip to Vegas planned where I'm gonna go give it a shot because I keep on seeing people try it out. It looks amazing. For people who aren't familiar with it, give us a little flavor of what it is.
Yeah, so it's a Japanese DIY teppanyaki. It's a hot plate concept. Really, at the end of the day, if you imagine what a fajita is to a Mexican cuisine, this is a Japanese version of that, where we superheat an iron plate and we put all of your raw ingredients, including rice and vegetables and sauces and spices and whatever proteins or not proteins of your choice you want, on a very hot plate, 500 degrees, sizzling hot iron plate that we bring out to you at the table, set in front of you, and then you sizzle it your way. So it's a experiential fast casual, which really it's in its own category of its own. There's really nothing else like it out there.
And so it's kind of like a, like if you imagine like a Mongolian grill concept, that's, but brought to you.
Yakitori or Korean barbecue, a lot of people are familiar with.
Yeah.
But those have like the cooking implement built in the table and you actually cook over the, on the table. We've actually made that more modular. We actually, the plate itself is the cooking implement because we superheat the plate to 500 degrees.
And how long does it take for that plate to cool down? Like, for example, if I want seconds or thirds, do I go up and I order a second plate. Right?
So it's fast casual, right? So you order at a kiosk or a counter, and then we bring the food to you. It's one plate at a time. It's a one plate experience, right? So it's one full meal on this 12-inch round plate. And so it's not a buffet or kind of a all you can eat like those concepts can be. You order beef, pepper, rice, you order salmon, teriyaki, and that's your dish. It's your entree. And it just comes out to you all at once on one plate. And so if you are hungry after that, which very few people still are, you could order another plate, but you're going to pay for that. Is, you know, look, we say you can get in and out in 20 minutes for $20. So we're the convenient and cost-effective version of many of these experiential casual dining experiences that are full service usually. We are the fast casual order at a kiosk or a cashier counter service type model.
Super cool. And I know you're expanding really quickly, but where can people go and find Pepper Lunch?
Yeah. Every Asian nation except for Mongolia, but we're coming soon. We're in Australia. We're in the island of Guam, which is a U.S. territory. And then we're in Vancouver, BC in Canada, and we'll be expanding there next year. And in the United States, the continental United States, we've got three stores in Southern California, in Irvine, which is Orange County, California, Artesia, which is the Cerritos or South LA area, and Alhambra, which is right next to Pasadena for reference. We've got our Las Vegas store, which is on Spring Mountain Road. It's out on Chinatown there, which is very familiar to a lot of people who go out there. I know you know where the Tiki Bar across the street is with our friend Mehdi taking us there. We're out there.
That was
it. Shanghai Plaza, which is the number one plaza for Chinatown out there. And then we're in Houston in Chinatown as well. So five U.S. locations in the continental U.S. today. But like you said, we are about to expand pretty rapidly.
Okay. I just marked you down. So that way next time I go out there, I've got you saved it. And by the way, for those people who aren't aware of how to do this, if you go to Google Maps and you select a location, scroll over to, there's a save button and then you click save. And that way you can go and try, you know, when you get to that city, you could remember what are the places that you wanted to try.
So I've seen this hack and I keep forgetting to do it. Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, that's, yeah. That's awesome. I have, you know, I've got like a dozen places in Vegas that I have tagged, but, and you're right near, yeah, you're right near some, that is such a good complex. There's some really good spots right there. So let's talk about the guest experience, Troy, because you've worked with a lot of restaurants. You've worked with some really high-end places as well. And it's cool to see this new experiential fast casual spot that you're working with now. What is the most important aspect of guest experience nowadays?
Yeah, I think it's differentiating yourself with some form of hospitality. You know, as all concepts, you know, QSR and fast casual and many casual concepts are evolving to A, have less employees because of the labor market struggles and pressures and the price, you know, hourly rates going up dramatically. You know, it's hard to find people and it's hard to afford to pay extra people. So, you know, how do you maintain and enhance your hospitality, the true hospitality that we all mean to do? And in QSR and fast casual, that's kind of always been a challenge. But all you have to do is look at what, you know, brands like, as we all get tired of saying, Chick-fil-A, right? Or even In-N-Out
Burger. Oh, haven't heard of them recently. Yeah.
But what do you do? What can you do, right? And so what we're actually doing at Pepper Lunch is we're actually eliminating the cashier terminal. We're taking the cashier from behind the counter and putting them in front of the counter. We're going to be moving to using kiosks, but instead of making that kiosk this autonomous, impersonal, go-do-it-yourself experience, we're actually going to enhance it by having what we call a hospitality host. Shout out Sean Walshef. First time I heard that 5 years ago. I had no idea what that meant, but that Sean coined that, I think, in his restaurant. But we're going to bring that person out front and we're going to greet our guests. We're going to sort of segment our guests by whether they've been here before or not and whether they'd like some guidance in ordering or not. And folks that come to our restaurant for the first or second time usually need a fair bit of guidance and explanation. And although the menu is very simple, it's 8 categories. It's teriyaki and curry and steaks and salad. You know, it's sort of takes a minute to be introduced to it. But we want to get sort of a hands-on, side-by-side, personalized experience to help you do what we call DIY teppanyaki. Do it your way. How do you do that? So we're going to make the kiosk experience a very high-quality, self-driven, visual experience that's easy to navigate. But we're also going to make sure that you have a human standing there to A, greet you and welcome you back or welcome you for the first time and help guide you through the ordering experience. And then at the table, we do this already, but we're definitely going to be enhancing our tableside hospitality. When we bring you a plate, we want to know whether you've been here before or you'd like some instruction. We'll just kind of say, you know, we'd love to show you how to sizzle it your way. And we'll tell you about the table sauces. We'll tell you how to kind of navigate the plate. Because if you, depending on what protein you have, you want to sort of flip the meats over without mixing them in the rice yet. There's this secret little gem in the middle of the rice we call garlic paste, which is a garlic and pepper margarine. You want to get that all incorporated because that really is the flavor and the moisturizing of the rice and the vegetables. So, you know, it's not complicated, but we want to help you. We want to make sure you have the best experience. And so we spend some time at the table just introducing you to how to do this and have fun with it. It's extremely visual. By the way, it's all senses, right? You hear the sizzle before it gets to the table. You see the steam before it gets to the table. As soon as it gets to the table, it's gorgeous, you know, very high quality, colorful food. And there's an effervescence. The odors are right in your face instantly with that steaming, sizzling. And then if you're adding a sauce to this thing, man, there's this lava bubble and this new set of sight, sound, and flavor that goes on. And then it's hot. So, it, you know, even touch, it's very, very hot. And if you watch Sean's video when he came to Irvine recently with me, it took him a minute or two to be able to take that first bite because it does stay pretty warm. You mentioned earlier, how long does that sucker stay hot? That plate is 500 degrees when it hits the table, and it's over 200 to 240 degrees for about 20 to 30 minutes. So it stays warm. Every bite of your food is nice and hot.
Oh my, yeah, dude, Troy, I'm getting hungry just hearing about this, man. You got to come out to Utah. That's going to be, that's a really cool experience. I'm stoked to try it.
Well, you know, I was just in Utah, wink, wink, just saw you the other day. Uh-huh. I actually came in a little early to have some early conversations with some folks. So,
oh, there we go.
But Utah's raising their hand and saying, we think we might need a pepper lunch up here.
Well, whoever you were talking to, if you're listening to this, I would say, please, you have at least one customer, and I'm a hungry fella, so you'll get some money out of me.
You've got a few friends in Utah, right, Zach?
You could probably you kidding me? This would be on my grams, like on the reg. So talk to me about a tactic that you've used to improve the guest experience.
Yeah, you know, the main tactic is to constantly remind our staff that this is not a transaction. We are not feeding people. We are giving them a true experience. And we do that. We do have that conversation regularly. We have some phenomenal, especially in our US stores, but this is true for on a global scale. This is a brand that has a lot of pride. And there's our employees take a lot of pride in their work and in the experience they're delivering and in the legacy of the brand. You know, we've been around 30 years, which most people don't realize. And so there is a history there. We have a lot of longtime employees in the US. Our average employee is over 2.5 years. So we have great retention. We have several managers who've been with us since day one, five and a half years here in the US. And so that pride and love and longevity of leadership translates. And so we are constantly reminding our employees of the importance of the experience and not dropping a plate and walking away, right? Coming back and offering a refill, taking time with guests at the ordering. We will allow ourselves to have a line. We're going to let you stand in line for 3 to 5 or 7 minutes because we're going to make sure that every guest at the ordering experience gets informed so they get what they want. They actually get to build this thing the way they want. We're not a build your own bowl or down the line Chipotle or something like that, but you do have some options and we want to make sure you know what they are and you get to get the meal you're looking for. And it's going to be in that flavor palette profile that you want. So that's sort of really old school and kind of not really exciting, I know, but if you don't keep your eye on the ball, it becomes a commodity and you become just another place to grab food for $20 in 20 minutes. We want to be convenient. We want to be fast. We want to be hot. We want to be fresh, but we really, really want to make sure you maximize the value of your experience with us.
And I think what I'm hearing a lot about, and this is so true in life, in restaurants, in business, it's about the expectations, right? Yeah. How do you set the right expectations? And then how do you make sure those expectations have been met? And I think that especially with a newer concept like this, because I don't think there's another concept I've ever heard of like this in the States. It's like, it makes a lot of sense that you would spend the time and effort to go through and setting the right expectations. I think that's key. I think that's awesome.
And Zach, I know you love technology. I'm gonna shout out a tool we're using because one of the ways that we're managing this and monitoring how we're performing is a product called Freets. And it's just the modern day secret shopper, right? We're having educated consumers do long form surveys, very different from what you do, because what you do and what Ovation does is a whole different aspect, right? It's a different way of engaging the customer and having a relationship, building a community relationship with that customer. I love what Ovation does, and we're really excited about partnering with Ovation. But we use a long form secret shopper at scale program that allows us to get constant feedback but also curate the feedback, ask specific questions. How are we doing on bathroom cleanliness? Or how are we doing on speed to table? Like really specific questions that these folks can take the time and fill out because we've rewarded them. We've paid them to do that. But the idea is that we want that feedback. And we've told our staff from before we even got involved in any kind of survey programs, listen, we want to know because we want you to know. We want you to want to know. And if you know what's going well, and that's reinforcing, and what needs some touches and opportunities and maybe rethink and retooling of how we do things. These tools are going to elevate that information so we can make those changes. So whether it's telling us in the moment, allowing our manager to communicate directly by text with a customer and obviously ask for reviews and stop bad reviews and solve the problem, or it's this sort of long-term at scale survey program that allows us greater and deeper insights over time. We want to know how we're doing. And if you don't ask the guest, you'll never know. And
right.
And by the time you find out, it's probably a bad thing. So
exactly.
You know, but we've turned it on its head. It's not a slap on the hand. It's not a way to discipline our team whatsoever. We've put it in an extremely positive light. When you get these pieces of information from whichever outlet we provide them to you from, we want you to use that to improve the experience for not only the employees, but the guests and the overall, you know, community. So, you know, that's what we're doing to focus on constantly being aware and improve.
Love that. Who's someone that deserves an ovation in the restaurant industry? Who's someone we should be following?
You know, there's so many great folks, and you and I share a lot of friends in this industry. And I've gotten to spend a little extra time with Sam Stanovich from Big Chicken over the last few months. He was gracious and invited me and my family to a grand opening, and we met Shaq, and it was a lot of fun. But I got to see firsthand, boy, the amount of work that goes into what he does is not only developing and building relationships with franchisees, but he's really out in the community, building relationships in the community, being an ambassador for the brand everywhere he goes. I don't hear a lot of folks patting Sam on the back, but boy, he deserves it. And so I just wanted to shout out Sam for all the great work he does, not only for Big Chicken, but for our industry. He's a great connector, and he's always thinking about how he can bring value to every one of his friends and colleagues in the industry. And I thought he deserved a big
amen. I love Sam. I love what he's about. I love who he is. His family is phenomenal. And him and Josh and Anna and the whole crew over there, and I guess Shaq too. But, you know, the mics, and I mean, it's just such an impressive crew who's over there. And Perry Rogers, just the whole crew is a really great, phenomenal team. And I'm really excited about what they're doing. And it's been fun. It's been fun to partner with them. So, Troy, if we want to learn more about Pepper Lunch or Troy Hooper, where do we go?
PepperLunchRestaurants.com. PepperLunchRestaurants, plural.com on your favorite social media. Follow the company page on LinkedIn. Lots of great updates always there. The website has news and blogs and, articles. And it's constantly being updated in general about our new locations coming soon and innovations of the menu, of course. All the great things you need to know at pepperlunchrestaurants.com.
Well, Troy Hooper, for being the perfect blend of the fun of Troy Bolton and the consistency of a hula hooper, today's ovation goes to you. Thanks for joining us on Give an Ovation, Troy.
Thanks, Zach. Great to be with you.
Thanks for joining us today. If you like this episode, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite place to listen. We're all about feedback here. Again, this episode was sponsored by Ovation, a two-question SMS-based actionable guest feedback platform built for multi-unit restaurants. If you'd like to learn how we can help you measure and create a better guest experience, visit us at ovationup.com.